This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Grippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Wish you all the welcome and listeners now. Great radio stations like 98.9 Rock, Kansas City's Rock Station. Also our friends at the Big 980 in Clovis, New Mexico. And our flagship, 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. The game is Big Dummy. We have John on the line. John is playing for Team Not Sober. And John, now on question number two.
All right, question number two for you. What color code represents a life-threatening emergency in hospital lingo? Is it red, blue, or black?
Black.
Blue?
Yeah,
blue.
You know.
Blue. I wonder why that is. Don't you think it'd be like code red?
Or maybe it's too obvious. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Blue may be the color of your face.
Yeah, code blue. All right, your next question. During the 1990s, what candy bar used Bart Simpson as a spokesperson?
It's the best Blizzard.
Reese's?
Oh. The best Blizzard.
Butterfinger.
Reese's is the best Blizzard.
No, Butterfinger is.
No, it's not. Oh. Miles.
What is then?
Oreo.
No, it's not.
I gotta go with 10 on this.
That was pretty good. But no, Blizzard Reese's. Is so good. Butterfinger's so good in a Blizzard.
Over Reese's?
I'm back on his team. Reese's is pretty solid.
It's Reese's.
Thank you.
Man. Okay.
All right. Your question. What is the main ingredient in glass?
Sand.
Very good.
Well done.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
You were talking about earlier about a little thing we'll be doing over the course of the next few episodes. It involves Mike Hawk consuming poppy seeds as much as he can to see if he'll pee dirty on the...
It's poppy. See? Get it?
Oh, yeah, poppy, right?
Poppy.
But you said, look, as we already know, there'd be a ton of weed in your system. So you said, look, no kidding, but I'll try to do the cleanse.
Yeah.
See if it'll clean it up. So a couple people commented. Someone says, look, if you drink a cleanse, it'll show a diluted UA, which still is a fail. But beyond that, someone else, and I enjoy this, it says, please test the cleanse. I need to know if it works.
Here's the thing. We just have the at-home kits, okay?
Yeah.
So this would be the equivalent of maybe if you were testing your kid at home or something. I don't know how
every
this,
day. Yeah.
I don't know how this would actually work out. You know what I mean? But either way, if it doesn't show up and I'm at home and my mom's administering this test or whatever, that's all I need in this instance. You know what I mean? This is not a, I mean.
But now that you don't live at home and you have a job, but thankfully it's radio, so they know better.
But I don't know if this test is, it's supposed to be at that level of a clinically lab level result. So it's no different than if you were to send something in. I think if you send something in, they're looking for more than the 12 that they test for. So they're looking for something.
How many different drugs are there?
I don't know.
Steroids.
Yeah, that's
good
point.
Yeah, okay.
Other things like that.
That one doesn't test for that, right?
No, you're safe.
Okay. All right. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, you're up to 50, so I figure maybe.
Yeah, it's how I pop this blood vessel.
With what now?
Hello, Donovan. Welcome to the men's room.
Yeah, you do.
Hello, Donovan.
Donovan.
Donovan is here.
Donovan.
Oh, hello.
Hola. Donovan, you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Sober, for sure. Definitely at work.
All right, Donovan, welcome to the program.
You sound happy about it.
Oh, jeez. All right, Donovan, you got to bite into one in your food. Will it be a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach?
Definitely a metal screw.
Metal screw. People loving the
people
screw.
Hate their teeth.
There's no way I'm biting a finger. I don't know. Nope. Everything else gives me the willies. I'm good.
Okay.
That's it. Right. It just comes down to the willies. You can threaten my teeth. That doesn't give me the willies. Eating a cockroach, that bugs me. All right, here's your question. In the book, The Scarlet Letter, I was supposed to read that, but I never did. True story. But in the book, The Scarlet Letter, what was the letter and what did it stand for?
The letter was A.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I know that part.
And
yes, you guys
I
read
believe
it.
There's a freaking movie on this, too. I never read the book. I'm with you, Trill. But, does it stand for anarchy?
Yes.
Adulteress?
Adultery, yeah.
Adultery.
Should have been WFO.
All right, your question.
Or H. Should have been H for whore.
In 2004, who founded Eris Records?
Oh, dude, I have no idea.
Just think about the name Eris Records. This person would feel entitled to use that. Eris.
Eris.
I believe she DJs now.
Oh!
You might know, but I have no idea.
Is it Paris Hilton?
It is, in fact, Paris Hilton.
Eris.
Don't feel bad for not knowing that.
She dropped a P.
Yeah, that's right how she spelled it. All right, what part of the body does the adjective renal refer to? R-E-N-A-L.
Renal. It's a gland, isn't it?
It's an organ. Oh, there's a renal gland, but it refers to kidney.
Kidneys. All right, Donovan, question number four.
Question number four for you. Back to the literary world of books we didn't want to read but had to. What baseball player is Santiago's hero in The Old Man and the Sea?
I actually read that book.
So did I. It was short.
Yeah, it's 110 pages.
But that was the longest short book I've ever read.
But I'm just saying, like, that is one that I could not lie and say I fully read it.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was okay.
I liked it.
Really?
Yeah, it had a baseball reference. Donovan?
You still there, Donovan?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm thinking. Sorry, guys. Babe Ruth.
Ooh. Joe DiMaggio?
Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah, man.
Mr. Coffey. Oh. God, that book was... I know it was short. I hate that book so passionately.
It was just about the brevity for me.
I know, but it was like the word... Just because it was short, like, you couldn't tell a better story in a few words. Like, people are on Twitter now, and 140 characters, they can get to the damn point.
Mm-hmm.
For what crime was Al Capone finally sent to prison in 1931?
Oh, my goodness.
He didn't watch The Untouchables? It's the only reason I know.
He's a bookkeeper.
Well, I do not. I haven't, actually.
It's a great movie, dude. Check it out.
Yeah, Untouchables is solid.
It's on my to-watch list. Shoot.
It's not
I
what you think
wrong,
it
is. But I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm just going to say it anyways. Murder.
Tax evasion.
Yeah. No freaking idea.
How old are you, Donovan?
29.
All right, okay. So Untouchables might look a little dated, but it's a good movie.
All right, question number six, Donovan.
Question number six, where did Kevin's parents go for Christmas in the movie Home Alone?
Oh, man. I honestly don't even think I've ever seen that movie.
Just think Europe somewhere.
Paris.
Oh, bang! Good job.
Uh-huh.
Right,
Donovan,
very
now
good.
You don't. Spoiler alert. You don't need to see.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy. 844-999 Ola. Actually, the original holds up. That's a pretty good movie.
I never watched it when it came out originally, and then my kids were at the age where, you know, Christmas showed up, so I sat down and watched it. Obviously, I'm not the target audience. Not bad.
No.
Not a bad
movie. It has its moments.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay.
Game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
I did threaten to murder one of my children, though. As he sets up the booby traps toward the end of the movie, when Pesci and What's-His-Face are trying to break in, my daughter makes a comment, "Oh, Dad, we should do that to you. That'd be fun." I said, "I will end your life."
That's it.
I will end your life if this happens to me. Hello, James the beer guy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
James, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, James, welcome to the show. All right, men's room poll, you got to bite into one. Will it be a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach in your food?
I'm with Will. The biological thing is disturbing enough, so I'm with the bolt.
He's going to go bolt.
I've had a burger come from a restaurant with the tip of a blue glove in it. So, yeah, no, thank you.
With the tip of what?
So, you know the blue nitro gloves that they wear in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the fingertip fell off of somebody's glove and stayed in my burger.
All right, here's a question. What tree is the only nut bearer native to North America?
You say what tree?
What tree is the only nut bearer native to North America? I would say that the nuts on this tree, I think, make a rather delicious pie.
That's a big hint.
Well, for you, certainly, because you know I lose my mind about that.
Are native to North America?
Native.
So like an acorn is not necessarily native.
Oh, no, those came from Europe, just like the hickory and everything else. So that's
going to
be an avocado.
Avocado? Is it a pecan?
Pecan.
Yeah.
Pecan.
You trying to tell me that they brought those nuts over from Europe?
There you go, yeah.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Pigs, mules, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What part of a man's body is removed with an orchidectomy?
A man's body.
That is right. That should limit your number
Correct.
Of guesses.
Yes, exactly. Right. What's different between a man and a female? Well,
his testicles.
Okay. Ooh, there you go.
What do they call that?
Nice job,
An
James.
Orchidectomy.
Why would, I mean, I understand if you had maybe cancer down there.
Sure.
Right? Okay. But what would any other reason be to not have testicles?
Oh, I remember back in ancient Rome.
Yeah, well,
you know, they'd snag those bad boys off there.
But.
I'm not saying I would volunteer for such a thing.
Don't they say that you live longer, though, if you don't have testicles?
Well, I guess women live longer than men, so there's some evidence.
No, I mean, well, yeah, exactly.
How many testicle-free men have they been able to run? I mean, like, what is your sample size?
I just understood that if you didn't have testicles, you probably would live much longer than most people.
Would you want to?
Right. No, it'd be living hell.
Like right now, I can tell you, you die at 85 or you live to 100 with no testes.
I'm good at 85.
Peace
bro.
Out at 85. Right?
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Head Chef on the way. Tense Meat and Potatoes says Valentine's Day. Deals. Head Chef coming up right after the game known as Big Dummy. 844-999-HOLA.
Hello, Wes. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Big Hola. Dummy.
Hola. Wes, you on team sober, team not sober?
I'm on team not sober, thank God.
All right, Wes, good for you. Okay, Wes, men's room poll. Bite into one in your food. Will it be a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach?
All right, so I already thought about this. I chipped my tooth like 2 months ago, so nothing metal. I mean, give me the extra protein, give me the cockroach. Man.
Cockroach it is.
I like that when people do go anything biological, it's the roach. Not the Band-Aid. Everyone's taking the roach.
I like the fact that since you actually have been through biting into something hard and chipping your tooth, that you would rather bite into a cockroach then go through that metal crap again.
Miles, I white knuckle whenever I'm at the dentist, and I always tell him, I'm like, listen, man, you just should be thankful I'm not punching you in the face right now.
Okay.
Well, you're already someone that has that foot. Dentist doesn't bug me.
No. I'll tell you what. Yeah, the dentist makes it better because I've never met an ugly dental hygienist.
No.
I'm telling you what.
You're right.
I don't know what's going on in that field, but it's...
And then they put their rubbery gloved fingers in my mouth.
But if you're ugly, they won't even let you into the school.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's a question. Multiple choice. Which Batman villain's name would translate to Diprosopus? Would that be Joker, Two-Face, Penguin, or Riddler?
I'm going to go with, since it's Diprosopus, which sounds kind of Latin, probably Two-Face.
Oh, well done. Wise, Wes. Wise.
Love you, boys.
Very good.
That's it, man.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
You know, his brother just waited online for 47 minutes and was one and done.
Yeah, that's why you play the game. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to be on here for 5-10 minutes. You're supposed to get
not
right.
Not supposed to.
Yeah.
Hello, Daviv. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Daviv, are you sober, not sober today?
I'm sober today.
All right. Okay. Men's room poll. You got a bite into one in your food. Will it be a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach?
A screw?
A screw it is.
All right.
Okay.
All right, here is your question. At which famous battle was General Custer defeated by Sitting Bull?
I have no idea.
What's that?
He doesn't know.
I don't know.
Little Bighorn.
Little Bighorn, that is correct.
Ricola.
The last words he heard before getting... All right, what horror movie title character will appear if you chant his name 5 times in a mirror?
Oh, Candyman.
The Candyman can. Yes, very good.
Okay. The Candyman. The Candyman's here.
The Candyman doesn't sound like somebody you should be scared of. I mean, if you are a child, yes, maybe. But any other way...
I would be scared if a man named Candyman was anywhere near a child.
Well, why would you be scared of someone called Boogeyman? To me, Boogeyman looks like the Mucinice guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, Candyman just sounds like a guy who's a lot of fun. You know what I mean?
He's
not at all.
No, he doesn't.
He's not a coke dealer.
If they call you the Candyman and you hang around anybody, dude, they think you're a child molester.
Or you're dealing blow.
Sure. Depending who is telling you about the Candyman. If you're a grown man with pigtails,
it's 11:30 at night. I'm in a bar. I'm tired. Candyman. Yeah. Candyman.
I think
Candyman,
you.
Candyman.
And a coke dealer shows up.
Hey, here I am with a grab.
I feel like Candyman is probably the lower ranking drug dealer.
Sure, but like,
hard times if you're hitting up the Candyman
because the Candyman delivers. That's the thing. Miles is right, man. You know. 11th, I just want to keep going, man.
Oh, man.
I know it's low grade. Just look in
it's
the
okay.
mirror.
Go to the bathroom every minute.
Come on. Stall door opens, and there he is. Hands shaking, lips all dry and powdery.
Lance, you made it. Game is Big Tummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
hola. Brad, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Welcome to the show, Brad. Okay, men's room poll. You got a bite into one in your food. Will you take the fingernail, the metal screw, the Band-Aid, or the cockroach?
You know what? I got to go with the fingernail today.
Fingernail. Okay.
All right, here is your question. What sport takes place in a velodrome? What sport? What sport takes place in a velodrome?
Velodrome. Oh. Let's say velodrome. Hockey?
Bicycling.
Yes.
Bicycling?
Track cycling.
Okay,
track cycling,
yeah. Mm. I was going to say curling.
That's just one of those words you only hear once every 4 years.
That is exactly it. Oh, the Olympics must be on. I heard the word velodrome.
You think they got one around here?
They do.
I guarantee it.
Do they? Okay, sure. What's the giant park on the east side?
I don't know.
They have concerts. Yeah, there's one over there. I've driven past it. It's over there on the other side of that lake.
All right, here's your question. What celestial body would you find in Event Horizon?
An Event Horizon.
An Event Horizon, yes.
The Aurora Lights?
Any guesses?
Event Horizon.
Chris Cornell sang about his child once.
Sun shower?
Black hole.
Black hole.
Oh, black mm-hmm. hole.
Black hole, son. Is that an insult if you call someone a black hole, son? Like, I would take it personally, so I don't even try that. But I'm saying, generally speaking, if I said, what's up, black hole, son? Would you feel good about what I just said to you, or would you be upset?
I wouldn't know. I'd be confused. I'd say it to Miles.
Yeah, don't say it to me.
Yeah.
It's going to be different. Call HR on
that. Talk about your butt.
It's not so much that you called him a hole, son, but why did you call him a black hole, son?
It was an eclipse. It was an eclipse.
Even if you dropped ass in front, that'd have been much better. That's the sad part. But you had to go black, and now we can't help you, Ted. All right, what is the name of King Kong's home island?
Skull Island.
Yeah, take me to Skull Island.
Yeah, that's why he wants it all to himself.
Oh, you mean like a skull?
Yeah.
It's shaped like a skull?
Oh, I was thinking what you were thinking.
Sorry.
I think he's like, no, leave
it
alone.
No, I don't want to go there. That sounds creepy. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Sam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Sam, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober today.
All right, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I got something for you before we start.
Okay.
I've got the answer for your poppy seed question.
The answer to when the...
Yes. When I was in high school, my mom thought I was on drugs, and so she brought home two drug tests, and she made me take the first one, and I wasn't on drugs, so it came up clean, and then I ate 2 tablespoons of poppy seeds, waited 3 hours, took the second one, and popped. So it works.
Oh, it does work. Okay. We're going to find out ourselves. We're not going to make him eat like 2 tablespoons of poppy seeds. He's going to eat muffins and stuff, which is basically what the caller said.
But nobody just does that. Well, except you, of course. Yeah. But most people don't do that.
Right. The person who got popped said that they liked poppy seed bagels.
Right.
Or whatever the deal was. So we're going to do it as close to being realistic as
being a normal human
instead
being.
Instead of shoving it down our throat. Hey, Sam, our men's room poll, you got to bite into one in your food. Is it a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach?
I'll take the nail.
Take the nail.
All right. Ted, by the way, real quick, I was going to read some comments that came in. Marymore Park, Marymore Park, Marymore Park.
Oh, there we go.
Marymore Park, Marymore Park, black hole. Marymore Park, Marymore Park, Marymore Park, Marymore Park, Ted, Marymore. And Marymore has the cycle thing. Some of the comments that came in recently. All right, here's your question. Your question is multiple choice. A pig, a cow, a goat, or a sheep? What type of animal is a Chester White?
Oh, goat?
Sheep?
Nope. And the one left.
There's two left, but pig.
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 Wonder if they taste better.
Would you rather be called a black hole son or a Chester White pig? See, now I'm in HR.
What if I call you a Chester White pig?
It would have been fine if you just called him a Chester pig. Why'd you have to call him a Chester White pig? Could you call me a black hole son?
Mm-hmm.
Just payback.
Chester White pig.
Mm-hmm. It's like Uncle Tom.
Mm-hmm. Yo, Chester White pig ass. All right. See, that sounds horrible, and really, it's not.
It's a black police officer.
All right, here's a question. When you're on an international flight, are you under the laws of the country where the plane is registered or where you take off from?
So if I'm in New York City.
And you're on Air Canada.
I get on British Airways.
Okay.
So that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
But I'm headed somewhere.
Are you beholden to Britain, right? The place of registry, or are you beholden to
even
the United
though I'm
States?
In New York, I'm in LaGuardia,
correct.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I feel like it's going to be wherever your ass is going to get arrested, so I'm going to go the destination.
The destination? Okay. I'll say that it's the carrier. So if it's British Airways, and it's even if it's headed to Paris, it still would be the airline that it's registered in. So, in other words, even if you took a British Airways flight, let's say you flew into Madrid on that plane, I still think you're under the rules of English law. So, not that's necessarily right. The destination.
Sam, what are you guessing on this? Do you agree with Miles, or do you think it's the opposite?
I think it's the opposite.
Miles is right. So, if you get on, say, British Airways, and you fly to Turkey... As long as you're on the plane, whatever crime you commit, the authorities you answer to are at the place of rest.
So if I get on Air Jamaica and we're flying to the Dominican, whatever law I break is Jamaican
laws.
Okay.
Once you get off the plane, you're on your own. But
that explains why British Airways was so nice to fly.
It is.
It was lovely.
All right, your question. Three former PayPal employees created YouTube back in February of 2005. They created YouTube in response to what Super Bowl event?
Oh.
It really made life hard for us.
I have no idea.
Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, that's fair.
I think you can piece together. Janet Jackson's nipple pops out, and suddenly they created YouTube. I wonder what that was all about.
I didn't know that went hand in hand. All right.
Hey, man, look, some of the more significant trends that happen in the world are for reasons that a lot of people would be shocked by. We continue. Valley Forge, that's where George Washington and his troops camped for the winter of 17 and 77. It's located in what state?
Delaware?
New York. Nope.
Valley Forge isn't in
Pennsylvania?
It's in Pennsylvania.
Son of a...
I have, within the last 2 years, driven through Valley Forge.
That had to be really exciting.
Because the person I was visiting lived in Valley Forge, driving that ass. You mean like the Valley Forge? And I said, yeah. And you know what? It looks about the frickin' same. All right, your next question. What is the minimum number of sides required to create a polygon?
Three.
Okay.
Well done, sir.
Nice job,
well
Sam.
Done.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
How many questions did he go through?
He went through six.
Okay. I felt like we were getting to know him. All right, let's see here. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
Hola. Dave, sober?
Sober.
Sober, Dave. Okay. All right, Dave, men's room poll. Bite into one in your food. Are you going to take the fingernail, the metal screw, the Band-Aid, or the cockroach?
Well, I'm missing half my teeth, so I'm going with the ball, the screw.
You're
going
to go screw. Screw it is.
Comment just came in and says, today's poll is easy. I once found a dead cockroach in my pork fried rice. Didn't even have to think twice. I ate that ass anyway. But I made my wife throw up. Didn't have a lot of money, so I wasn't going to let it go to waste.
Okay.
Man, oh man.
I had no idea Valley Forge was that close to Philly.
Dude, it's right there.
Yeah, it's right there.
So if you go to Philadelphia.
For some reason, I always thought it was way in upstate New York.
But even though it's right, so Valley Forge, even though it's right outside of Philadelphia, Philadelphia is a densely populated city. Even though Valley Forge is close, it still feels desolate and horrible, and I did not want to be there. All right, here is your question. Now, Post Malone is now the second musician to have five songs reach a billion streams on Spotify, which, by the way, that is insane. But he's the second person to do it. Who did it first? And before you guess Taylor Swift, it is not her. Not Drake?
That's a really good question.
Oh, thank you so much.
Ariana Grande.
No.
Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, the Biebs.
The Biebs! My daughter wants to go to this Justin Bieber concert coming up. So
bad. Oh, I'll take her.
Really?
I'd go to a Bieber show in a minute.
I might.
Which is scary because I shouldn't be babysitting your kid, but I do want
to
go.
See, this is the problem. Here's my problem
you
scenario.
Don't try to blast.
I would like her to go because she's really excited about it. She saw Taylor Swift, right? And it's like mind blowing for her. The problem is, I really don't want to go, and I would love if someone could take her, but it can't be you, Ted, because you're the last person I want to watch my kid.
Yeah.
All right.
That is true.
And I'm not even kidding. Like, it's not even a personal thing. Like, oh, hell no. No.
I'll buy three tickets.
And she can chug beer. All right.
Dude, your daughter drinks like a
Jesus,
she's a soldier.
In the 1975 movie The Day of the Locust, actor Donald Sutherland played a character named what? Homer Simpson, Peter Griffin, Hank Hill, or Bob Belcher?
So, Peter Griffin.
Bob Belcher?
Nope.
Hank Hill?
Nope. Homer Simpson.
Homer Jesus. Simpson.
The character's name was Homer Simpson.
Down.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, you're on question three.
Yes.
And by the way, quick side note, we're talking about Black Hole Sun.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of comments coming, and they're like, hey, dummy, Sun, S-U-N, not S-O-N. We understand that. What I'm saying is if Ted calls me that in front of HR, I'm saying he still gets in trouble.
Yeah.
That's all. All right, your question. The phrase over the top, it refers to soldiers who had to go over the top of a trench to face death during war. Which war was responsible for the phrase?
It's either one or two. I'm going to go two.
Ah,
One.
World War One's kind of famous for the horrible, trench warfare.
So that's where Over the Top comes from.
Did not know that.
Yeah. I thought it was just from the arm wrestling.
Sylvester Stallone movie?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Why was he arm wrestling? Did he like get his kid back or something?
You don't go to arm wrestling events?
He was a truck driver, but he needed to win that to like get a nicer truck.
Was it the end? I thought his kid was involved somehow.
His kid was.
I thought he had to get his kid back.
Well, it's
what
all
is
part
a
of
scenario
it?
Where somebody kidnaps your kid and to get him back, I got to arm wrestle somebody? I guess he had to win the money to pay the ransom.
Well, he
maybe?
Picked up the kid from a school, and then he wanted the bigger truck so he could keep the son with him.
Yeah,
it was separated from the mom.
Oh, it was a harrowing story, heartbreak.
That's how I remember it.
Okay.
And but the kid tried to hate him, but deep down he loved his dad.
Yeah, surprise. I thought there was some reason like he had to do this to get money for something, and I feel like his kid was kidnapped. This is a great plot for a movie. I'm kidnapping the kid. I'll give you the kid back.
It's the Rocky of arm wrestling.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. All right.
I'm sure that's how it was pitched, believe it or not, Dave.
It's the finest movie of the genre.
I got an idea. It's the Rocky. It's the arm wrestling Rocky movie.
Did that Italian fella that Rocky
one
movie.
Dude, you know?
Hey, his brother's going to sing it at Survivor or whatever that one song is.
His brother did have a brief career until we actually
Frank?
Heard. Was it Frankie Stallone?
Stallone.
Frankie. Yeah.
Where's Frankie at?
He had a great career until he sang.
You would have been fine, then you opened your mouth.
Started singing.
All right, here's the question. The black box on an airplane is not black. What color is it?
Black spots on it. Black hole sun?
Is it blue?
Nope.
Red.
It's got to be, well,
orange.
Red sometimes, orange most of the time.
Yes, you can see it.
Yeah, it has to be very easy to find.
All right. Question number five, Dave.
All right, question number five. What Major League Baseball team has made the playoffs only twice, but won the World Series both times? Ted crushed this question the other day. That's
the
all
Chicago
I
Chicago Cubs.
Oh, the Miami Marlins.
Miami
Florida
Marlins.
Damn.
That's tough. Hang on the line there for us, Dave. We
more
got
of Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Wait, we have breaking news real quick.
Oh, breaking news.
According to Mac from the emails, over-the-top plot. Sylvester Stallone's character was estranged from the mother because of her father, and he had to win the arm wrestling competition to have the money to support his kid, who he pulled out of a private school paid for by the kid's grandpa. The truck was part of the prize.
But also, Thrill's not entirely wrong, because remember, the grandpa sent goons to get the kid back.
Okay.
I gotta watch this movie again.
No, you don't.
All right, we've pretty well got it right there.
Yeah,
just like
watching.
The old man in the sea.
I am watching.
All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
All right, Dave, welcome back to the program.
I still say it's the arm wrestling of Rocky.
Okay.
It really is. Or the Rocky of arm wrestling.
Dave, I think you're on question
Rocky
six.
Arm wrestling.
Yeah.
All right, question number six for you, Dave. Colors that are opposite each other on the color wheel are referred to as what?
Parallelograms? I don't have a clue.
Wow.
Primary?
No. That would be, do you know the primary colors?
Red,
yeah.
Blue,
uh-huh.
Green,
no.
Or yellow?
Yes.
Okay. Binary?
Huh. Yeah. What sounds like a smart word?
It's not really that. I'll throw it out there.
Bionic. It's bionic.
No, binary.
Radioactive complimentary.
Oh, complimentary.
Yeah, it's complimentary. Oh, yes. Hello, Blue. It's me, Orange. You look fantastic today.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, come on, Green. You got it made.
Nah, Green's not now. Sorry, Green's is green. All right, here's your question.
Hold on.
Where is the Hubble telescope located?
Come on, man. I don't know.
The Hubble telescope. It's one of the few telescopes that ever is mentioned in the news.
Yeah, but I don't know where it's located. Washington, D.C.
Oh, come on, man. It's not in D.C. Good Lord.
It is in space. Yeah. It orbits the Earth.
Isn't it past Pluto?
No, that's something different.
Oh.
You guys follow me.
It's in, okay.
What's the one that bounced off of Pluto's orbit about a year or two ago?
That was New Horizons. And then Voyagers 1 and 2 are just way the hell out there. Hubble is the telescope that takes most of the pictures you ever see that look cool.
Okay.
Of interstellar space.
Yeah, but the people in Washington, D.C. are in space, so it should be close.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. All right, here's your question. The book The Great Dog Robbery is better known as what Disney movie? So the book was called The Great Dog Robbery. Disney made a movie and called it something else.
The Shaggy D.A. I don't know.
The Shaggy D.A. Is it 101 Dalmatians?
101 Dalmatians, yes.
That was called The Great Dog Robbery?
The book was The Great Dog Robbery. When Disney made the movie, they called it 101 Dalmatians.
Cool.
That is very cool. It's the coolest thing I've heard all day. All right, your question. In football, what yard line does a team need to reach to officially enter the red zone?
The 20-yard line.
There you go, Dave.
Okay.
Well done. Very good. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
He said thank you. You're very welcome. I had a feeling you would know that one.
Only took 8 questions.
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
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 Austin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Austin, welcome to the show. Okay, our men's room poll. You got to bite into one that's in your food. Will it be a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach?
I'll take the cockroach.
All right. I like you, Austin. Not a lot of Band-Aid people out there.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to do the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And it really should do the worst. All right, here is the question. Visa, MasterCard, or American Express? Which credit card company founded MTV, Nickelodeon, and the Movie Channel?
MasterCard?
Visa?
American Express.
Did they really?
And yeah. And then they sold it to Viacom about 5 years later.
Okay. I had no idea.
Me neither, man.
And they pay their bills every month on time.
Maybe that's why they dropped them. In the country of Scotland, there is an actual law on the books where a man can be fined 2 beers. Is it because he is or because he is not wearing underwear under his kilt?
Because he is.
Isn't that something?
You are correct.
Isn't that something?
So it's an actual law.
If you are wearing a kilt and you have underwear on, then you owe the person who identifies that 2 beers?
I'm not. Maybe they just dock you 2 beers or whatever it is, but you are.
Why aren't you allowed to wear underwear?
Because I guess traditionally with a kilt, you're not supposed to. So
well,
if you
yeah,
are,
but I mean, traditionally, you could only take a horse to the gathering.
Yeah. Good point.
I don't know.
Game is a Big Dummy 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jack. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Jack, you sober or not sober?
Hello, nigga bitties.
What's happening? Jack, are you sober or not sober?
I'm still in uniform for the time being.
What?
We lost him.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's try Kyle. Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on?
Hola. Kyle, sober or not sober?
Unfortunately, sober.
That's all right, Kyle. Okay, men's room poll. You got to bite into what in your food? Fingernail, metal screw, Band-Aid, cockroach.
Cockroach.
All right.
That crunch.
Yeah, man. Get that squirt in your mouth.
Exactly.
It's like biting into a Cadbury egg.
A little roach juice.
Mm-hmm. Round Jones. All right, here's your question. On the same day that Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, what country attacked Hong Kong?
Oh, Russia.
That was Japan.
Yeah, Japan.
They attacked both, didn't they?
Yes, they
Same
did.
Day.
Oh.
Yeah, it sure did.
Hang on the
that
line
one,
there for us.
That one didn't get as much press because of the whole Hawaii thing. More of Big Dummy there coming up. 844-999-OLA if you'd like to be a contestant.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.